This morning we're kicking off a new series, New Year, New You. Every January, millions of Americans resolve to stick to a diet and get healthy, but research shows more than 80% never follow through. So how do you beat the odds? Well, today, nutritionist and author of Your Inner Skinny, Joy Bauer, is here, along with today contributing psychiatrist Gail Saltz. Happy New Year to both you ladies.
Happy New Year. And I'll tell you, as a diet and health coach, this is my absolute favorite time of the year because people have ambitious health intentions, they believe in their capabilities, and believing that you can do something is the key ingredient to success.
So then, Gail, what happens?
What happens is we feel overwhelmed at the task. No one likes to feel overwhelmed, so then they kind of go into a state of denial. Nah, I don't really need it. And what is a big factor is a lot of dieting is emotional. And if you don't understand the unconscious motivation for eating for you, or for not exercising for that matter, for being generally unhealthy, then it's very hard to move forward.
So what's the first step?
You really need to deal with the issue of, do I need this or don't I need this? To not go into denial, to say, it's not just that I like this or I want this, but I really need to do this for me. And take a look at what the unconscious motivations might be for eating and try to address those as well. Not just what your diet will be, but, you know, am I sad? Am I angry? Am I having difficulties in some arena that propel me to eat?
In a sense, what's the motivation for the eating?
Exactly, and address that.
And to know that sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable to sit with those feelings without numbing it with food.
So we want to get started. Joy, you say one of the first things you do should be is a copycat.
Right, because you want to copy the characteristics of successful losers, so to speak. So this is what we know, thanks to the National Weight Control Registry. 78% of successful dieters eat a healthy breakfast every single day. They also weigh themselves at least once a week as a sort of a reality check. They watch less
or like me, once a day.
They watch less than 10 hours of TV per week, and on average, they exercise about an hour a day. And I realize that 60 minutes seems daunting to a lot of people, but remember that 30 minutes of exercise is more than 0 minutes of exercise, and it doesn't have to be continuous. It can be bite-sized pieces, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes in the evening.
So, but Gail, a lot of people, I think, when they look at this, they start to panic. It's like, I can't handle this.
Correct.
How do you deal with that?
You know, what you need to do is break this into bite-sized pieces. So, yes, you have your long-term
goals.
No pun intended, exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because I would have kept going. But you have your long-term goal, but you also want to have sort of a weekly goal, or maybe even a daily goal. And a really useful thing is to write it down, because it's very easy to fudge it with yourself later and say, this is too scary. No, never mind. Forget it. Oh, I didn't really say that, did I? If you write it down, yes, you really said it. This is my weekly goal. And you don't have to look so far out, and it's less scary.
And I love the idea of making both short-term weekly goals and the long-term goals. The long-term goal might be, I want to lose 60 pounds. But the weekly goal could be, you know what, I'm not going to eat after dinner every night this week.
And I think that's the other problem. People look at it, 60 pounds, it's such a big number. But if you average it out, that's a little bit more than a pound a week, maybe.
Right, and that could be another short-term goal.
That would be a weekly goal.
I want to lose 1 pound this week.
And Joy, you also say become a fidgety person?
Right. You just want to move more in general. We're not talking about formal exercise. So in other words, walk when you talk. Pace around the kitchen when you're on the phone. Instead of having your kids be the errand boy, so to speak, fetch the phone, the mail, the remote control yourself.
And park a little further from the mall parking.
Yes, and don't be so efficient with your groceries. Instead of bundling 5 or 6, you know, big bags in your arms, take 1 or 2 into the house from the driveway at a time. You know, it's going to make you work a little more so, and it's going to extend the time getting the groceries into the house, but you're going to burn calories. And also, while you're flopped on the couch watching TV during those commercial breaks, get up and move. March in place. Do some jumping jacks. We've got this TV workout for free on our website that people can download.
Well, some good advice. And for people who want more information, they can also go on our website,
That's
todayshow.com,
right,
and get that information. Joy Bauer, Gail Saltz, thanks so much.